What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Welcome to the podcast. I'm going to try to upload every day. I don't know if I'm going to have the time this week because it's going to be kind of busy with the holiday coming. We're going to kind of be short, so we'll see what happens, okay? But, you know, if you guys want to email me, message me, go to YouTube. It's the best way to get in contact with me. Make a comment down at the video, down at the bottom of the video. I will get an email address in the future for you guys to send email. But let's get down to business. My name is Ken, and I've been trucking for 10 years. Dang, that's a long time, right? What I do on this show is try to help drivers. That's pretty much it. So today we're going to help a driver who went to a trucking school. He's in a contract, and he's trying to figure out the best way to leave. Look, here's first step. I'm going to give you steps when you're in this situation. First step. Okay, first, well, let's talk about the beginning here. One of the reasons that I always recommend a school that is not connected to a company is so you don't end up in this situation. You know, you aren't, believe it or not, here's the thing. You're at such a disadvantage because when you're in these schools connected to a company, you get put into kind of a cookie cutter situation where they have a direction that they want you to go in. Whereas if you were a part of an independent school, you would almost have a little bit more options because the idea of where you should be isn't there. Does that make sense? Like when I went to Warner Enterprises, I was supposedly, from what everybody else was telling me, but it wasn't written in stone, and I was supposed to do over the road for 6 months. Never written in stone. And I ended up not doing that. And I give all that information out how to avoid situations like that. It's how to start working on getting a dedicated account so you're not stuck over the road like this dude is. But it's in my book. You can go to youtubetruckers.com or go to truckdriverbooks.com, truckdriverbooks.com, and you can pick that up for $2.99. But what you can do when you're – just one of the reasons that I don't recommend companies, because what you can do when you're independent is there's no reins on you, okay? When you go with a company in a school, there's reins. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can't get out of them, but they exist. In other words, there's a funnel for you to go into, which is the situation this guy's in. Now, he wants out of over the road. He's ready to come home to be with his family, I guess. He didn't mention that part, but here's the first step. First step, you need to do job research. I know you don't want to hear that. I know what you want to hear is a simple, easy answer, but that's not going to work. If you're in a situation where you want to leave your job and you're in slow time, okay, it's almost Christmas, it's going to get rock bottom slow. Everybody just spent 2-3 months of checks, and they got to pay for their stuff off their credit card bill, okay? All right, let me tell you, let me give you a little something. I saw, it was yesterday, it was a Muslim man, and it was a white guy, and they were arguing. But they were arguing. I guess it was about holiday stuff or religion or whatever. But the funny part that made me laugh was both of them had hands full of presents, right? Or full of stuff they bought because it was on sale, you know? And it made me laugh because, yeah, they probably arguing about, you know, saying holiday, Merry Christmas or anything else because the guy was obviously Muslim and his wife had that whole thing all over her face and everything. But at the end of the day, they both came to buy cheap shit. You know, they both came to buy cheap shit. And the thing is, that's what, think about that for a minute, though. Like, everybody's going to be broke. You know, people who don't even celebrate Christmas are going to be broke the next couple of holidays. You know what I mean? The next couple of months. All right? You know, not going to be permanently broke, but we are going to be a little less spendthrift. Okay? And that affects us as truckers because we don't get paid out of magic, guys. You know, I always tell guys I haul in the automotive industry and I always research, you know, what car sales are. And I tell guys to do this. And every time I mention it, some guys get an attitude because they feel like their money is magic and they like that feeling. I know my money is magic. You know, if I'm hauling a lot of escorts and escort sales are down, then I got to expect I'm going to be down, right? because that's how my, that's where my money comes from, right? But anyway, back to the question here. Whatever you do from this point on, you need to start creating a plan, okay? So the first step you need to do, since everybody's going to be broke, is you need to sit down and think about how much money you got in the bank. How long can you go if you get to the point where you can't take this shit no more and you need to leave right now, okay? If you got $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in the bank, I think you can weather the storm. I would start finding some pre-approvals immediately, but I wouldn't quit my job until, even if you got $6,000, $7,000 in the bank, unless it gets to the point where you just don't give a fuck no more and you'll take any job you can get. You ready to go to McDonald's, right? Right. If you're in that situation and you got $5,000 or $6,000, it's going to be risky because you're in a risk zone. Plus, your experience is going to be on expiration date at that point, because if you ain't working, you know, you're going to get to a point where they're going to be like, you got to take a refresher course. We don't want to get in that situation, right? But I'm just saying, assess your savings, okay? Because that's going to determine how fast we need to move here. The second thing you need to do is start calling your company, telling them that you're unhappy doing over the road and you want to know if they have any local options. And then start calling the dispatchers and talking about local options. When I was over the road for Falcon Transportation, and I have experience, it was a bit of a struggle to get from the over the road division over to the local division. You got to struggle. You got to fight for it. You got to bitch. You got to moan. You got to tell them, but don't bitch and moan in a way of being discouraging. You got to kind of keep a smile on it, and you got to talk to people and say, hey, I'm very unhappy doing this. I got a girlfriend. Even if you don't have a girlfriend, I got a wife. If you don't have a wife, and you know, well, don't lie about a wife, but say you got a girlfriend. If you don't have a girlfriend, say, you know, I got family, I got issues, I really need to be home for my family. I'm trying to keep my relationship going. Is there anything I can do, you know, that would be local? Okay. Two, before you make that call, break down how much money you need, because when you go from over the road to local, your money's going to be account based. And what do I mean by that? When you're over the road, how many miles can you get? It's how your money works. When you're local, it's all account based. I may make more money than a guy who works more than me because I'm on a better account. We got accounts in my company that pay $234 a day to do, and we got one guy who makes the same amount I do, okay, almost $200 a day, and he only works 4 hours. I work 10 hours on average, 10 to 12. So he's making the same money I am, and he's working 4 hours every day. I'm working 12. You know what I'm saying? It's different. So it's because it's based on our accounts, right? It's based on, you know, how fast they're moving. I haul mostly a lot of Ford, Toyota. He hauls mostly a lot of Chrysler. Okay. At the same time, we have accounts that are 10 to 12 hours where they're making $234 a day. We got a guy on there that makes $234. I've seen one guy, he's making $225, right? It's all different. Okay. It's all kind of different stuff. Okay. So you need to kind of think about that. So in other words, if you go to a company and they tell you, okay, this is what we make, you need to talk to a driver that's making that amount and find out what the average is. Day pay is something I would try to get to because it's so easy to calculate day pay than it is mileage pay or hourly pay, because hours can get cut. If days worked start to go away, right, it's a little easier to work for a company that will give you some side jobs, and every day, if you can negotiate to get your daily rate. Like at my company, there are guys who their account may shut down for a while, but they'll go work for another account and get the same daily pay, even if it's a little, even if that account normally pays less. Hopefully that makes sense. And that's kind of how it works. And when you're local, it's all about the account you do, okay? Or it's all about this account that gives a lot of miles, all right? Because you're dealing with an average now, because you're working for a specific company or you're doing specific types of things, and that is it. It's not like before when you drive a refrigerated trailer, as an example, and then you go down the street and you pick up some dry van stuff to get you to another refrigerated load. that you're not doing that anymore. There are companies that operate that way, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to do it the way I'm telling you. It's going to be account-based, okay? So start calling companies. I give you 2 companies you should call. One is Rush Transportation. The other is Falcon Transportation. They hire new drivers, and they will give you a local job. The other thing you might want to check out is Intermodal. You can work for an owner-operator, also FedEx. These companies will also hire brand new drivers with very little experience and get you home every night. If you can, man, try to tough it out till March, because this is going to put you in a better situation. Like I said, we're in slow time right now. Those companies, though, they can get you some miles. You can be looking at $45,000, $50,000 a year if you get on the right account doing a good local. It's going to be tough because you got to weed out the BS to get to the good part. You know, and believe me, there's a lot of dudes out there looking for that good local. Okay. Companies like Falcon and companies like Rush Transportation, if you're close to Michigan or you're close to the border of Canada, they do runs that go over to Canada and come back. Those runs can pay pretty good. Okay, usually at Falcon, they had one run that went over to Canada. This is a very short run, by the way. It's like literally 2 hours there, 2 hours back. It pays $75 a load. Okay, so to go, $75. To come back, $75. To go, $75. Come back, $75. Sometimes, I think in one account they had, you went twice. So in one day, it's late, dude. I don't feel like doing math. So just hold on, damn it. We got technical difficulty up in here. Let's go 75 times. Let's see. 2 trips. No, we'll go 4 trips. And that means you can make $300 in a day. That's busy, though. That's if you're busy. Okay? That's if you're busy. Right? Sometimes it was less than that. Sometimes it was more than that. But that's some of the accounts. Now, these accounts go away, too, because the one I'm specifically telling you about went bye-bye. Now, the company got it. I used to do an account there. I was getting $900 a week to drive from Canada down to Dallas. It was about $800-$900, and then I get another load coming back just to pick up, go over to Canada, come back, and that was an extra $200. So that was $1,000 a week, gross. Sometimes more than that, because I'd pick up a load that paid $200 to $300, and it was a short run, just going over the border, drop off for another driver to pick up. But bottom line is, guess what? Even though I did all that, even though you had some good money in it, and yeah, they paid you very well, it was really difficult, very hard. Now that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for local. So anyway. But these are the types of runs that are there that are kind of like local, because even when I was doing that run, for every day I was on the road, that week I was off. So if I got my run, I went from Canada down to Dallas back, I'd be off for 4 days before my run repeated, which is kind of cool. Now, you may not want to do that. You may want to be home every night. Just understand you are going to hustle. Okay, you are getting up to work early. You're going to get into work an hour early. You're going to get in work an hour. You're going to be working 13, 14 hours some days. Some days you're going to work 4 hours, depending on, like I said, what kind of account that you can get. And that's the kind of world that you're going to be in. Same thing at Rush Transportation, and, you know, same thing. Anybody automotive. And these are the types of groups you want to look: automotive, intermodal. Also refrigerated. Refrigerated does have this type of stuff too. A good way to do some research on those types of companies, the food companies that hire rookie guys, is you got Cisco Systems. They used to hire new drivers. I don't know if they still do, but you can check them out. A lot of the food companies like Cisco. If you can, go to a mall where you got a 7-Eleven, a lot of stores that are refrigerated, Myers, all that stuff, and go there about four to about six in the morning. And what you'll see are delivery trucks coming in. And these delivery trucks, they're going to be guys who, believe it or not, are sometimes going home every night. Not always, but sometimes they're working for a local company going home. Companies that tend to deliver produce, refrigerated stuff. A lot of those companies go home every night. Or you get at least, you know, a little bit more reasonable time off than just being in a situation where, you know, you're over the road and you got to work 3 weeks and 4 weeks out and all that shit. So that hopefully that advice helps you. That's the kind of steps you need to start doing. You need to break that down. And like I said, go out for these companies, fill out those applications, make sure they call you back and they give you an orientation date, put some money in the bank or make sure you got some money in the bank, quit your job, try to do it close to March, right? And then when you're done with all that, then you worry about the contract that you're worried about, because the contract doesn't matter. You notice I didn't mention it, because ultimately they want their money. If you didn't finish the contract, they want their money and you can pay them, because we're not, as long as you're leaving to go to a job and as long as you're making that, you know, 40,000, 50,000, whatever you need to make for your life to be reasonable, right? Is you do that, you do the planning in that part, you'll have the money to pay them. Okay. As long as they're not, you know, as long as you don't owe an unreasonable amount, like you don't owe 20 grand or 15 grand. If you owe 15 or 20 grand or $10,000, I would tell you tough it out. But if you don't, you owe five or six, maybe four to six or $7,000. That's not a lot of money. I mean, don't overvalue money. Don't be stupid. It's like, you know, it's not even that big a deal. I mean, you can pay that off. If you're making 40 grand a year, what's that coming out to, about $500-$600 a week? I'm talking net, by the way. So net, you're netting about $28,000-$29,000 a year. That's 500 something bucks a week or something like that. So if you're putting that, I mean, you can come up with an extra $200-$300 to keep throwing at that until it's gone in like 2 years. All right, if it's up to $6,000 or $4,000, something like that. Now, if you're talking $10,000, I would just tough it out, and it would go away, okay? And then you just do the same steps I just described to you. Anyway, hope that helps you. TruckDriver101.com. If you want a little bit better of a breakdown or see even more information that could help you, go to TruckDriverBooks.com, check the book out. All right, guys, TruckDriver101.com.